Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast.
Caleb talks about pissing in a trash can. Wait, no, that was last week.
That was last week. Episode 34, this is. How crazy is that?
It was me.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about. That's 34 weeks of doing the podcast.
Roughly about 30 hours that our viewers will never fucking get back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching this week's video. This week, we are going to talk about work-life balance and mental health and all that good stuff. And I've got a fair bit of stuff to talk about when it comes to music this week as well. Very excited about that part of the podcast. Christian might just leave.
Yeah, I'll go for a smoke. I'll let you fucking stroke it. You have your little fucking circle jerk with one person.
Yeah. Anyway, what's been happening this week?
Since the last episode, I had my birthday.
You did.
And it
you
was did. A fucking disappointment.
You say that. I mean, I guess you had to work. So, you know,
had to work.
How good can your birthday be when you have to go to work?
Didn't have anyone to hang out with, so I spent the night gaming with this fucking idiot.
Couldn't even get a dinner for you either. I was so upset about that.
Couldn't get a win.
But, oh well, I had fun.
So,
that's all that matters.
And then, I had to work on Saturday morning and fucking just did adult things, I guess, for the rest of the weekend. A bit of cooking. I didn't cook, sorry. A bit of cleaning, washing my uniforms, and played some fucking computer.
Sounds pretty good.
How about you?
Lots of work. Few gigs. Been playing more gigs recently.
Speaking of gigs, I'm off to see Parkway Drive on Friday.
You are? Yeah. I'm very keen to hear all about that next week when we record.
When we record, I might be missing a tooth or have a black eye.
Yeah, I hope so, because otherwise you haven't done it right.
Mm-hmm.
No? So, from what I've heard, their show's pretty good, so I'm sure you will enjoy yourself. And I just work, just a heap of work, and probably the epitome of not a healthy work-life balance, which is funny that we're doing this episode this week.
This is one of our bigger hypocritical fucking episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to sit here for 60 minutes and tell you to have a really healthy work-life balance, when in reality, we ain't doing it so well.
I've worked 6 days a week for the last month.
Yeah. It's crazy. So,
like, if you take travel time into account, like from when I leave the house in the morning to when I roll into the house in the evening at this point.
Yeah.
It's a 12-hour window.
Yeah, I do. I take that into consideration. I think it's a big part. I think it's a big part of it. Because what else can you do in that time when you're traveling to and from work? You know, listen to the Pain in Our Head podcast. But otherwise, you know, you're stuck. You can't do anything. So that time is basically work that you're not technically getting paid for.
But you think about it. So, like, it's 12 hours. It's pretty much bang on 12 hours for me when I leave and arrive.
Yep.
And that's 5 days a week.
Yep.
So there's 60 hours of my week gone.
Yep.
And then if I work on a Saturday morning, it's, what am I looking at? Another 5 hours.
Yeah.
So there's 65 hours of the week that I've already fucking committed to work. And then you're meant to sleep for up to 8 hours every night. If if you're working on a daily basis, like, you know, 12 hours of work in the day. And then if you somehow manage 8 hours of sleep, so not much fucking.
You're left with fuck all, aren't you?
4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours a day.
Yeah. So it's like, how are you supposed to get 50-50 work-life balance? Like, it's just almost impossible.
It is impossible.
But there are some things that we can do to help improve it. Yes. Yes, there is. What can we do? Oh, there's lots of different things. I mean, I've been...
Jerk it less.
Yeah, that's, you know, what's a couple of minutes every day?
Minutes? Fucking, you going for a marathon?
I've been in, you know, at times or parts of my life where I've had two jobs.
I had three jobs at once.
Yeah, I've had three jobs as well on the go at one time, and that's insane. It's absolutely insane. And
I was working in a packing shed, I was working at a servo, and I was a waiter.
Mm.
So most days I was working two jobs,
yeah,
and then you'd like mix it between which two jobs you're working, because the waiter was always in the evening at like night time. And the servo and the packing shed were daytime hours.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, a lot of people have day and night jobs. I used to work at a fruit shop during the day. I'd go home, have a couple of hours of sleep, and then I'd work.
Lady of the night.
I was. Yes. I'd go and work from 5 p.m. to like midnight or 1 a.m. in the morning.
You just admitted that you're a hooker.
Hey.
I called you a lady of the night.
I know. I was just running with it. I used to work in food and beverage. So, you know.
Heard it first, everyone. Caleb's a hooker.
Very cheap one, too.
If you're looking for an easy, cheap route in Brisbane, easy man.
Yeah, so, but you just get to a point where you just can't do it. You know, it's unsustainable. And
one may refer to it as burnout.
Yeah, which we've chatted about burnout before, haven't we? Yeah, we have. Yeah. It's that one where we're doing a burnout in the car. That's the thumbnail on YouTube.
Do a sick lad, you burn out.
That's the episode. That's the one.
How that saying goes. Yeah.
Yes, but anyway. So there's a lot of unsustainable ways. Yes.
Just remembered something.
Yes.
Sorry, it's got nothing to do with the podcast, but I've got to ask you about it now.
Yeah, do it.
Right. Can you spin your fingers in different directions?
Spin your fingers in different directions.
Two index fingers.
And just spin them in different directions.
Like rotate them.
Like rotate them. I don't know. I'll have to.
How I just did it. Like my hands like that. Like. Okay, so that's they're both spinning the same way.
Right.
They're both going forwards.
Yeah.
Now make one go backwards.
Without
having a fucking aneurysm. Oh, still going this. Yep, no. It's fucking.
Yeah, there you go. That's it.
They're going the same way still.
No. It's hard to see on the camera, but no. Yeah, I got that worked out.
Fucking. So that's forward. That's. I can't.
I don't know if I can do it. That's weird. What made you think of for that?
I moved my hands. I was talking, and I was like, fuck, I remember.
Yeah, okay. What is that? There's another thing you can do. I used to be able to do it really well.
There was that one that I was doing with you a while ago, and it was like you do the opposite fingers.
Oh yeah, that one. That one tripped me up. What sprung this upon?
I was just moving my hands, and it fucking jogged my memory.
Nice.
It popped up on Insta like the other day. And I was talking to my housemate. I was like, can you fucking do it? And she tried it, and she got an aneurysm too. She was just like, and I was just like, I can't fucking do it.
Cool.
Nice. You were off being a fucking rock star, so I couldn't even talk to you about it.
Well, it would be on Thursday night.
It was on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, we were recording. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, gosh.
It all just blends into one. See, I'm having the same problem at the moment, work-life balance. I just feel like it's just non-stop. I don't class the podcast as work, so I enjoy doing this, and it's a good bit of fun for me.
I find it fucking cathartic. I feel good after we record an episode. Like, I finish recording the episode, and I'm just like, it's better.
Yeah. Sense of accomplishment. We've been doing a lot of stuff.
I just get to bully you and take my frustrations out for fucking 55 minutes. Like,
that's going to cost you about $200. I'll start invoicing you.
I'll just start charging you for all the fucking carries.
I'll go broke. We've been doing a lot of work with the band lately, and other people as well. Been doing session musician work, been doing our band work as well, not just performing, but then also been doing some recording stuff. There's the work that you got to do at home, and it's a fair bit. It's a fair whack. So
hard work being a musician.
It is, because if you want to be a musician, you usually got to have another job as well, because it's just the way it is.
Playing music doesn't pay the bills.
No, it does not. Not sustainably, anyway.
So, fuck you.
Did you actually just toss it?
This is why hard to put on silent.
This is why you have telemarketers calling you about winning a new phone.
It's got a life-proof case on it.
Getting back to it, but work-life balance, it's important to have, because when you don't have work-life balance, it can really affect your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we talked about how it caused burnout and what burnout does to you. But
it can also lower your productivity at work, and it can change your whole attitude as well, like towards your job. You might start the job thinking like, this is my dream job.
Yeah.
And then fast forward 6 months into your career, and you're being worked to the bone, and you don't have any time for yourself, and suddenly you're thinking, I fucking hate this job.
Yeah, yep, that's right. And then you start taking more sick days. You're more moody.
Fuck off.
All that stuff. I wasn't having a jab at you. I wasn't. On Mental Health Org website, they say that it's 50-50. You know, that's a work-life balance. I think that's unrealistic. I think
doing an 8-hour day, it's achievable.
Because
then you break it down. It's like, all right, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of me, 8 hours of sleep.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
Which is also not 50-50, but.
Yeah. No. It's a hard thing to balance, because some people need to work more or different jobs for different amounts of income that they need, and all those things weigh into it as well. If you've got kids, or if you've got other commitments and things like that that you need to do. So,
I've got three kids.
What comes to me? Am I the eldest?
Yeah, because you keep calling me daddy.
No one was supposed to know about that. So
now all 15 people do.
Yeah, so 50-50, but I like to try and strive for 60-40 myself. When I find that I'm getting more towards that 80-20, that's when I know I start getting a little bit, I start getting a little cranky. So
yeah, it's like go back to the end of last year, I think it was, where I was doing the 12-hour days. Mm. It was like, you know, it was 5 a.m. start, 5:30 finish, and then you add that hour fucking travel time either side of it, like suddenly you're looking at a fucking 14-hour day.
Yep.
And it's just like you'd roll in at night time, you'd leave for work, it was dark, you'd roll in from work, it was fucking dark. Yeah. And it's like, cool, now I'm going to have a feed and I'm going to go straight to bed because I'm fucking wrecked.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I forgot what I was going to say there, but it's one of those things where, you just having that balance just allows you to, that's what I was going to say. You want to be able to enjoy your leisure activities. Mm. You know, if you're working too much and even when you are coming home or whatever it is, you don't feel like doing any of those fun, exciting things that you really enjoy doing. It takes the enjoyment out of it. So, you know, you might be worrying about work when you're at home. That's one of the things that they say is, you know, not part of a good, healthy work-life balance, as well as not having enough time to sleep or eat properly. So those are things that help with that balance is, not thinking about work. I hate that. I used to be the manager and stuff, and you think about work at home, and then you're doing work at home, and then you're doing work at work, and no, I cut that shit out. That is a number one thing. If you're doing that and you're finding it hard, you feel like you have a really bad work-life balance, it's really eating away at your mental health, you're cranky, you're stressed, you're sleeping properly, you're taking it out on your friends and family. If you're thinking about work at home, stop it. That's just, like,
you're not, that'd being be my paid.
Number one step. No, yeah, absolutely not. No, I would just cut that out straight away. So once I did that a long time ago, it definitely helped.
I used to be the same. Like when I was working on the farm, I'd like be thinking about what I had to do the next day, like what was coming up, what the weather was going to be like. It's like you're constantly thinking, like when you're at home, and it's like, no. It's like, I don't want to think about this. I want to shut down and not fucking think about this. Because, you just don't shut down. You don't switch off. It's just everything becomes fucking work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You need to, like, have that kind of, like, definitive line between, all right, I've finished work for the day. This is my time. I understand, like, you know, like, managers and stuff like that, it is hard to separate, especially like if you've got like, you know, a lot of workers underneath you and stuff, it's like it is hard, but there needs to be like some separation between when you're home and when you're at work. It's like
absolutely. And I mean, that's what, you know, days off are for. They're super important, you know.
What are they?
Well, this is it. Like, you know, 6-day working weeks are just insane, you know. Even doing seven, and that's the other thing. When you have more than one job, sometimes you don't get that overlap. Like I never used to have that overlap. I was working every day for such a long time, and you just burn out.
Taxed to the shit house.
Yeah, you do. You really do. It's not worth paying the tax man that much money, especially to only get a little bit more.
I haven't done my tax yet.
Lucky you.
I'm normally onto it straight away.
I was onto mine straight away this year, which is a first for me. I'm usually the other way around. I usually take forever. Anyway, so in terms of helping with the work-life balance, there's not always, you know, ways to make changes at work. Work is work. It's going to be busy. It's going to be whatever it is. But there are some things, and you know, you can't just get rid of work entirely, as much as that would be nice. Not just, you know, that would be nice. Wake up one day and be like, don't need to go to work anymore. I guess
I would honestly adapt the 4-day working week if I could.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of studies on how good that's been for people and their mental health and their work-life balance. And it's been trialed in different places, and apparently it's been doing – I think there's lots of different workplaces even over here that do a similar thing.
Even if I had to work a 12-hour shift for 4 days of the week, like to you know, get you 48 hours for the week or whatever.
Yeah.
What's the normal? It's like 38, isn't it?
Well, 38 is a normal full time.
38. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's like 7.5 hours a day. Yeah. With a break. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't remember the last time I worked fucking 38 hours in a week. Honestly, fuck it out. Yeah. It's been a while.
That's terrible. That's crazy. Yeah, so look, there's different things you can do. Obviously, just think about, like, what is it that's causing you the stress? Where's the unhappiness coming from? Is it because you are working too much? If it is, reflect on that work and what it might be. And then just reprioritize. I do that at least once every 3 months. Sort of have a look at where things are, how much I'm working, whether that be my, you know, different things that I do, and just reprioritize and reshuffle things around, because it's really important. Because you need to fit in time with, you know, your friends and your family, yourself. We spoke about that. Been speaking about that this week over the phone. About downtime and having you time and how important that is. That's, you know, really important. Not just having time off for family and friends and things that you like to do, but just having your own personal time and how important that is for your mental health. So,
yeah, you need that time to be able to, and like it's also sometimes it's time just for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you might have your hobbies or your sport commitments or whatever outside of work that you still do. But to me, I don't count them as downtime lot of the time. Like, it's like if I was still hitting the gym regularly, like I wouldn't count that as downtime for myself, because it's a commitment. It's something that I've got to go and do. It's like, you know, yeah, it's a hobby, but I still don't count that as downtime. Like, it's nice to just have that window of time where it's like, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. There's no one dictating you have to be here at this time. This activity needs to be done. This chore needs to be done. It's like, no, I need that bit of time where that's my time and I'm going to do whatever I want with it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's important to have like that time, even if it's not, you know, every day, like if it is like once on the weekend or something, like you need to reset yourself.
It doesn't even have to be long, like, you know, 4 hours, 2 hours. I think 2 hours is too short, me personally. I think I need a good 4 hour window, like a 4 hour at like minimum, because that's a good chunk of time, you know. To go and decide what it is you really want to spend that time doing, and then you've got enough time there as well to go and do that something. Because that's the worst thing in the world. Like, oh, I've got an hour here. No, you don't. Like, by the time you think about what it is that you want to go and do, by the time you get halfway through it, it's, you know, the time's over. So you need good 4 hours, I reckon. Well, that's pretty much it. You know, look to make some changes if you're working too much and you want to try and reduce that, or you want to need a change in some hours. You know, talk to work about it. Obviously, all these things are just. But it's kind of something that it's known.
No.
Like, we know how to manage this. I think we're just really, we get too caught up in how busy we are and how productive we want to be that we forget to sometimes just have a think, reprioritize, think about what it is, and then see if we can make some changes to make that work-life balance a little bit more healthy.
I think there's also like a pretty unhealthy like attitude towards working hours in Australia. especially with guys, it's kind of seen to be a bragging right. It's like, oh, you only worked 50 hours this week. It's like, I remember when I had my first job, I worked fucking 72 hours this week.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, cool. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've known so many people that are like that. And it's like, oh, I've got like months worth of annual leave and sick leave banked up because I haven't taken any annual leave in the last year. I haven't had any sick days since I started. And it's just like, cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Like, yeah. Well, just on that too, like everyone's different. So, you know, you may work 20 hours a week, and to you, that feels like working a 38-hour week or a 40-hour or 50-hour week, whereas someone else might work a 40-hour week and, you know, that's comfortable for them. You might only work 20 hours and you might feel like that's, you know, that's your maximum. So it's finding that balance too, finding out how many hours a week work for you. So, yeah.
Yep, exactly. It's a balance thing. Find what works and try to make it fit.
Yep. Yep, balance those scales. And yeah, lots of things you can do. I mean, I used to, I never stick to them. That's why I never really do them anymore. But, you know, calendars and things like that. And, you know, sometimes visuals can help me. So I've always been a visual person. So if I can visualize what like a week looks like, that sometimes helps. But I stick to it for like a week. And then it goes out the door. So, you know, but yeah, lots of things like that you can do. So,
anyway. Planners and diaries.
Yeah, planners and diaries. I don't like writing things down though. If I'm going to do it,
I've tried doing diaries so many fucking times. I start off really good and then I just fucking stop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a nice thought. So, yeah. What else was I going to say? So we've pretty much talked
pretty
about...
Pretty simple topic.
Most thing is, it really is. Yeah. Understand your rights too, like your working rights.
Yeah,
If you're not sure about them, like look them up depending on where you are, what region, what country, whatever it is. Look
at your contract. Overtime isn't compulsory.
No, that's right. Overtime isn't compulsory. Well, not here anyway. I can't imagine it would be anywhere, but... Yeah, so make sure you know your rights as a working citizen in your region, wherever you're from, and speak up about it too. You know, you don't have to be doing everything that you're told, even if you think it's wrong. So speak up. Work smarter, not harder too.
Power to the people.
Yeah. All that stuff. Take breaks. I don't take breaks. It's terrible.
Yeah. I do now. But when I was doing Coles deliveries, you had to fucking force me to take my breaks.
I've started to take them more. I didn't early because I was still learning the job and I was slow. Now that I'm faster at the job, it gets to a point where I'm like, I've got an hour before I have to do the next job. I'm going to have a break. So, all right, that's it. That's it for our mental health chat this week. Work-life balance. Don't let it get unhealthy. Keep a healthy one. That way you'll feel happier. Your mental health you'll feel better about your mental health. You won't be moody and you won't take it out on the people that you love and care about. That's really important because then it just spirals. So
yeah, it's not nice when you take your mood out on people, Caleb.
Yeah, exactly, Christian.
I've never done it to you, but you've done it to me, you little bitch.
I don't know. I think I'd say that there's been a time. I'd have to think of it. Anyway, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsors. And
quick word from our Caleb. See you later, guys.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We've been talking about work-life balance and mental health. It's been right. Been short. Yeah, it's been short, quick, and sweet.
Just like us.
That's all right. Short.
Quick.
Very fucking short.
Sweet.
We're going to talk about some music.
Are we?
Yeah. Have you got anything to talk about this week?
I do.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Going to appreciate it too.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. Because you're obsessed with it too.
Oh, I'm interested now. There we go.
So, we were playing PUBG.
Oh,
I knew exactly. I was waiting. I was like, he's going to know.
All right. Yes, go on.
And Krug started doing a dance for us in game.
A dance.
And I was like, dance. And you can join in when you're in the same team. So you can press the F button and your character joins in and the music plays. And I was just like, this song's kind of catchy. And by the time the lobby started, I was like, I need to know what this fucking song is because it was really catchy. And so that song is Just a Feeling by Jane and the Boy. So I did a quick Google search on the lyrics that I picked up while I was listening to it and found the song and added it to my playlist and have since smashed the ever-loving shit out of that song. And every time we play with Krug, we make Krug do the dance so that we can join in before the match starts and we're all doing our little fucking... Just fucking living the best life. That's good. Love it.
It's good. It's catchy.
It is. It's really, really catchy. Yep. And it's just a pop song.
Yeah, I know, right? Us liking a pop song. How weird's that? Yeah. I almost feel dirty liking it.
I listen to everything, so I gave up on feeling dirty about music a long time ago. I used to be a fucking elitist, though. I used to be one of those guys like, I can't listen to this. It's not metal. Now it's just like, it's a catchy fucking song. I'm going to add that to my playlist. And now whenever I open YouTube or iTunes, the algorithm has a fucking aneurysm trying to work out what song to suggest me. It's like, well, does he want to hear metal or does he want to hear pop or is it country? Is it fucking electronic? Is it some weird fucking foreign music? It's like,
yep. Has a full mental breakdown, poor algorithm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my song for the week. It's catchy as shit. And if you go and listen to it, you'll see exactly what I mean. It's fucking...
It's good.
It's addictive.
It is. I'll add it to the playlist. I will. I've got to go back and add a fair few songs to the playlist. I might make that my job tomorrow.
Yeah. Other than that, I think I've just been listening to the same shit that I listen to. It's like nothing super exciting's come out.
No. The YouTube you showed me just before was pretty cool.
That was fucking sick, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember old mate's name, but it was just like a prayer sung in the style of Ghost. I think we've spoken about Ghost, and I'm pretty sure we've spoken about Like a Prayer before as well, actually.
Yeah, by Madonna, yeah. Yeah, I think we have.
It's fucking... That's I love good. Ghost, and I love that song as well, so listening to that song in the style of Ghost, fucking amazing.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
He really did. And it's really interesting when people can actually do that. It's like take an existing song and do it in the style of another artist. Because like, it's not just it's like, oh, let's make the vocals sound like the other person. It's like, no, here's the whole fucking song changed to sound like it. And that was from Steve Welsh on YouTube.
Yeah. No, I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was really good. Yep, really, really good. And it got me clicked into another one. He did Nirvana's Nevermind, if it was done by 12 different bands. Went through all the tracks and imitated a different band for each of those tracks on that album. So that was really good. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Have a look at that on YouTube. It's cool.
All right, I know you're fucking frothing at the bit for this one.
I am. I'm dancing in my pants. On Friday, last Friday, the 20th, see this new album, The Surface Seems So Far, finally came out. It's amazing. It's everything I thought it would be and more. Remember how, like, a little while ago when the singles were releasing, you did good, right? This weighed on me. You were like, oh, what are the two singles are the only good songs, and when the album comes out, it's going to be shit. That's been weighing on my brain since you said that.
And it's legitimate fear.
And I have been fearing the fact that it was going to be really, really, really bad. And thank goodness, to my relief, it's not. I enjoy every single track.
I haven't listened to it.
Which is, that's fair. Common for me, though. There's not, it'd be hard to find a track that I don't like of theirs, to be honest. Actually, I was talking to Taylor about this the other day. The only tracks...
I know one of their tracks you don't like.
I only don't like their tracks if it's featuring someone else. I like the song as soon as it's got a feature, because usually they'll release the song of just them and then they'll release another version with a feature. I usually don't like the feature, so...
But yes. I like that fucking Offspring song with Ed Sheeran better than the original.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's that?
Million Miles Away.
Oh, yep. Yep.
I like the original, but that live version with Ed Sheeran on it, I fucking very good. Absolutely love the shit out of that.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, tell us more.
Love the Offspring. That's pretty much it, really. It's got 11 tracks. My favorite, if I have to pick one, one that I've probably been binging the most, is Paint the World. Yeah. Yeah. Really cool track. Really, really cool. A lot of these songs are heavier than I was expecting them to be. So I was pretty happy with that. There's a lot more metal undertones to a few of the songs than a lot of their past albums, rather than a lot more alternative. This is quite... very heavy rock, and then with a splash of metal as well. So thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the whole thing. And I'm hoping that a deluxe album comes out, because it's not very like Seether to just do an 11-track album. Usually there's more. So patiently waiting. But yeah, I'm going to rush out to the store tomorrow and go grab the CD, because I always buy the CD.
Good fans.
Yes, I like to support. So, yeah,
did you end up listening to those links that I sent you, the Bandcamp link?
Bandcamp. Oh, no, have you doing your bass? No, I haven't yet. But you've sent me one in the past. You've definitely sent me one in the past. Yeah, but I haven't listened to the recent ones that you've sent.
The fuck, good songs on there. I listened to the whole album.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Horrible songs. Horrible fucking songs.
In terms of their meaning.
Yeah. It's like steel capped abortion clinic. Preemptive rape defense.
Oh shit. Who came up with the names?
Gumby and Tomo. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't even come up with lyrics. I think the only song I helped with lyrics was They Came From Shed 9.
Right, okay.
I didn't do shit.
Why do I find that hard to believe?
I didn't. I really?
Okay. Yep. Wow. Nice.
You guys. Throw you under the bus. I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, that's all I've been listening to nonstop, on repeat, since Friday. Yeah, no, it's been great. So really, really good. So yeah, The Surface Seems So Far. Go give it a listen. And Paint the World. Yeah, well, don't. You were like, I was trying to think of one that you would like. Beneath the Veil. Try to Heal, maybe. I just don't know which ones you'll like, but there'll be one I reckon you'll enjoy. But anyway. Anyway, I've got no idea what we're going to chat about next week.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's going to be a surprise next week. Yeah, we haven't done that for a while.
Us as well.
To us. Figure it out next week.
Though. Like we have like a big creative binge where it's like, all right, what about this and this and this and this and this? And it's like you write down like six topics and it's like, yeah, sick, we're set. And then you get to the end of the six topics that you've written down, and it's just like, shit, we're fucked.
Yeah.
I think there's still, again.
I think there's still three that we've got written down, but I can't remember them for the life of me. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Sucks to suck. You get that in the big jobs. Squirt and lemon.
Oh, well, thanks for listening. It's been a really short episode this week. We'll be back next week with something different to talk about. Otherwise, have a really good week. We'll see you again next week. It's okay to not be okay.
It's not weak to speak.